USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
As federal officials struggle to deal with a surge in illegal border crossings and unaccompanied children, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday stands behind the Biden administration's approach.
We are not going to send children under the age of 18, kids under the age of 18, back on this treacherous journey. They are fleeing challenging economic circumstances, hurricanes, prosecution in some scenarios. It does not mean that they get to stay in the United States. It means their cases are adjudicated, and we want to treat them humanely.
President Biden has rolled back a number of key measures the Trump administration had implemented to enforce border security, leading to a sharp increase in illegals crossing the border, with well over 100,000 recorded in February alone, according to the Epoch Times. Former President Donald Trump tells Fox News he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border in the next couple of weeks. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Salvage teams continue to work to dislodge a massive container ship blocking the busy Soyuz Canal. Sources say efforts have been complicated by a rock under the ship's bow. Operations to lighten the load could start on Monday. Shipping traffic in one of the world's busiest waterways has been disrupted for nearly a week after the 430-yard-long ship got stuck diagonally across the southern section of the canal in high winds. About 15% of the world's shipping traffic transits the canal. Dan Araki recaps the first day of the Sweet 16. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
One Cinderella run will continue in the NCAA tournament while another comes to an end. 12-seeded Oregon State is on to the Elite Eight after they beat Loyola Chicago 65-58 on Saturday, but Oral Roberts fell just short of their bid to become the first 15 seed to make the Final Eight, falling to Arkansas 72-70. The top seed in the South, Baylor, is also moving on after dispatching Villanova 62-51, and Houston defeated Syracuse in the nightcap 62-46.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Advocacy groups have filed a legal challenge against a new Georgia law that critics claim aims to suppress voters of color in the state.
The new voting laws in Georgia are among dozens filed in recent months by Republican-controlled state legislatures nationwide, which might appear to be reactionary to victories by Democratic President Biden in November and Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Georgia's key Senate races in January. Those victories gave Democrats control of the White House and the Senate to go along with an already Democrat-held House. The law passed in Georgia contains sweeping changes for voters, including a more stringent requirement for voter ID and restrictions for ballot collection boxes in the state that allows the state government to take over local elections. The New Georgia Project, the Black Voters Matter Fund, and the advocacy group RISE filed a federal lawsuit in Atlanta to challenge the contentious law. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Six people were stabbed at a public library in a suburb of Vancouver, B.C. on Saturday. One woman was killed in the attack. Video appears to show the suspect using the knife on himself before he was arrested. Any possible motive has not been made public. On the first day of Holy Week, two suspected suicide bombers attacked a Catholic church in Indonesia on Sunday, wounding 14 people, killing both suspects. Authorities are looking into whether they came from a radical network or whether it was linked to recent arrests of suspected militants. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.